When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Judah Newby, Stephen Vaughn in for John Canzano. Welcome back to the show. Pleased to be joined now by defensive back, Oregon State, Jaden Robinson, part of our interview series with Jamba. Fantastic flavors and feeling your best is what Jamba's all about. Stop by one of your locally owned and operated Jamba locations today or download the Jamba app and start earning points now. Jamba, life is better blended. Jaden, thanks for making time for us as always, man. I know you've missed the last couple of games, so let's just start right there, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. You know, it's good to be back in the groove of things, you know, slowly but surely.
So it's been a few weeks since we saw you out there. You know, we know you were banged up a little bit. Last saw you in the Purdue game. That was before the bye week. You know, what's it been like? You know, obviously you want to be out there with your team, but you want to make sure that you're 100% as well.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating, you know, not being able to be as impactful as I want to be on the field and off the field, but being able to coach these guys and, you know, lead them from the sidelines to go out there and dominate how they usually need to be able to do, you know, is always good, you know, moving forward.
You as a leader on this defensive team right here for the Beavers, you know, we always hear sometimes next man up for football. Like, that's kind of how it works. One guy goes down, the next guy comes in. Not that this is good, that there's been so many injuries on the defensive side. Could this actually be a blessing where you guys are going to be, you know, gaining that depth and that experience with some of the guys behind you? Because that game against Nevada, you know, it was a dozen or so guys on the two deep that were out. How does that play into just your guys's, you know, your transition into a team and going forward?
You know, I think at least for me, you know, I won't be here next year, but, you know, for those young guys, you know, being able to get in there now, get playing time now, show them what the real deal is, you know, and, you know, to just execute that practice every day, you know, you practice how you play, you know, so when you fall to the level of your preparation in the game, you know, when things get hard. So, you know, being able to have young guys in there play like Shamar, he comes to mind, Exodus, making his first start against Nevada. Tyrese is getting playing time in the secondary. You know, we got Dexter out there, a backer. You know, so we got Andy at DN. So, you know, we got a lot of young guys playing right now. But it's going to be good, you know, moving forward into next season for their development.
I mean, you say, you know, you throw those guys into the fire, right? I mean, I was watching the Colorado State game as well. And you were out, Noble was out, you know, a handful of guys were out, and some of the guys coming in, like, they're being targeted right away by these passing attacks. Like, there's no time to, you know, get ready for it. You're in there, and you're probably going to see the ball come your way.
Most definitely.
When you say that you're teaching these guys and kind of bringing them up to speed, how much of it is, like, technique? How much of it is the mindset you got to have as a DB?
A lot of it is the mindset, you know, and the technique. You know, a lot of guys that get out there, you know, they're young, they haven't been working some for so long, you know, they just been playing purely off athleticism just because they've been better than everybody they were in high school. So, you know, coming to this next level, having to rely on your technique in critical moments, you know, I think is crucial. So just I'm making sure that's emphasized, you know, in practice from what I could see watching film at home. And, you know, going to practice and watching practice just to be able to help them clean that up, you know, it's going to translate to the game and it's going to help us win games.
Yeah, when you're out with an injury, how are you improving your game? Like, what does your days look like? Because, you know, you can't go out there, you can't practice, you may not be able to lift, you may not be able to do those type of things. But how does a college athlete like yourself, who's a really good player, how do you improve without being able to do it physically? Like, what is it that you're doing mentally that helps you throughout the season?
You know, I think just keeping my mind healthy, you know, making sure, keeping my peace right, you know, making sure that I'm still able to go on the field and execute at the end of the day, you know, but taking care of my body is probably the biggest thing right now. Like, having this time off sucks, but, you know, it gives me a reboot, to say the less, you know, compared to everybody else who's been playing since week one, unfortunately, you know, and haven't sustained any injuries or missed any games. But as far as, you know, coming back, you know, I think just keeping my mental right, reading, you know, making sure I'm still in the playbook, you know, I know every position, so, you know, I'm just being more articulate and fine detail with every position now. And, you know, just making sure I'm ready to get back out there and play any position that they need me at, honestly, in the secondary. So that's my biggest thing.
And you can always get virtual reps playing NCAA, you know? That if I can't be out there, you know, I'm probably playing video games. That's what I'm probably doing.
Most definitely.
Jaden Robinson joining us here on the show. Brought to you by Jamba. Life is better blended. You still getting out, walking the dog when you can, Jaden? I know you've mentioned that as part of your time away from school and away from football.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We just went on a little walk yesterday. Took her around my part of town, you know, but that, yeah, we still go on walks for the most part.
Are you getting to Jamba, too? I know, you know, your schedule's probably a little bit different in the last couple of weeks, but any Jamba trips?
It's definitely different. I haven't been probably in like the last 2-3 days, I think, you know, because I've just been at home recovering.
Yeah.
But before that, I'm definitely probably going to go today. Definitely. Probably when we get off the phone.
You need to
be one of those redshirt freshmen or something, you know, deliver some Jamba for you.
Yeah. Like,
you
need, you
know, for real. Please, some DoorDash help.
By the way, that reminds me, we had Trent Bray on. You know, Trent comes on every week. I think Coach might want a little Jamba too, Jaden. We might need to, run by the office sometime.
Hey, I tried to tell him one day we was on the field pre-practice. I'm like, you know, if you want Jamba, I got you. Just
okay.
Give me your order. He don't even know what he like, I think, though. That's the thing. Like,
What would he like?
He probably like a Caribbean pack.
Yeah. I love that. You know, he pops on every week. He's like, yeah, I didn't realize Jaden had the Jamba hookups. And I know he's interested in getting in on that. But, yeah, that's a lot of fun. We're talking to Jaden Robinson. You know, you may not be able to disclose. I'm not sure if you are, but I'll give you a chance if you do. Are you going to be able to give it a go this weekend against UNLV?
We're going to see.
Yeah.
Probably not. But worst case scenario, I'm definitely playing next week.
When you look at, yeah, go ahead.
I would say you've been watching a lot of film, though, of UNLV. I know you that you have, just by
definitely,
based off what you've been saying.
Definitely.
Haj Malik Williams, man, him and Ricky White III, they're nasty. What makes them such a good combo? Like, what Oregon State fans need to watch out for going against those two at UNLV?
I think it's just, you know, relying on the level of preparation, like I said. Like, once you break down and watch their film, like, they're not doing anything crazy. They do a lot of motions and shifts. You know, just to get a lot of people's eyes moving. We got a lot of young guys, so the biggest emphasis on defense right now is eyes and doing your assignment and tackling. So, you know, watching these guys, it's not like we got to change anything. We got to do anything out the ordinary to beat these guys. You know, we just got to rely on our preparation and make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do when we do it, and everyone needs to win their one-on-one battles. So,
any Matthew Sluka film pop up this week, or – is it all on the new guy?
Nah, it's all on new guy.
What'd you make of all that? What'd you make of all that with
that him? My first time seeing that, I was like, man, like, I don't blame him, but, like, it's crazy that, like, that's what today's portal and redshirt and NIL has going on. Like, at the end of the day, like, you came to college to play ball. Like, you didn't, the money, there's no factor about money. Your plan was to go to the league to make the money. So, you know, just having this money on top of it, I feel like complicates certain things, but it also helps a lot of situations.
And it's wild because it's all changed since the time that you set foot in Corvallis. Like, you've seen so much change in the industry. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but you stepped foot in Corvallis in 2018? What year were you?
Fall of 2018.
Fall of 18. Here we are, fall of 24. I mean, can you imagine how the sport has changed just in the time that you've been at OSU?
I remember getting to college, being there, and then, like, dang, like, this is crazy, thinking, like, they might bring the NCAA game back, hearing about it, and then you know, they brung it back and I'm in the game. Like, who would have thought of that? Like, you know, then they talk about paying college athletes, and then the next year they end up paying us. So it's like, it's crazy to see how everything worked out. So
you might stick around for another year, you know?
No, we got to go to the league this year.
How's, man, it's crazy too. You know, I'm a Seahawk fan, but I love the NFL, and I'm seeing guys like, you know, fifth round rookies had to play on Thursday night against the Niners last week, had to play against the Giants on Sunday because guys get banged up, you get turned in, turned out. Like, it's incredible the amount of development. You know, we talk technique, we talk mindset, the amount of development that you have to do from college to the league. I imagine, though, the experience that you've had and you've seen everything under the sun, do you think that's going to help your on-ramp to, you know, pro football? The amount, you know, you've seen everything, you've experienced everything. It may not take you as longer to get caught up to speed with the technique and with the mindset of playing DB in the NFL.
Yeah, most definitely I think it does help. You know, I think even with my last coach, I had Coach Blue, you know, he in the room we had, you know, we had Alex, Ray, Nashawn, Dunny, Bump. You know, we had a lot of different pieces. And, you know, he helped configure the room in a way that it was treated like the league. So, you know, there was no days off. You know, everything, we watched way too much film. Not even saying there's a such thing as too much, but, like, we just watched a lot of film, you know. So there was no way we were messing up coverages, messing up whatever we were doing. You know, we were very fine detailed with everything we were doing. So taking that and our studies for opponents and games, you know, like taking that knowledge into the league, knowing how to study an opponent, tendencies, formations, pass sets, drop back, demeanors, like, you know, stuff like that really helps. And going into the league, I think it's just going to be icing on the cake once I get to the league and learn from some vets, you know, some more tips and details that I can use to help improve my game.
Jaden, I'm kind of a nerd in a way. Steven knows this about me, but, you know, I love breaking out the all-22 of NFL games after it gets posted. Generally, it gets posted like 24 hours after a game. So, but I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. You know, I could really benefit from watching some film with you, and you could tell me some pointers. But, and I watch defensive back play, and, you know, I try to learn coverages and all that, but, like, I played seventh grade football 1 year, so I don't really know anything. But I pick up on stuff here and there. You know, I saw, like, Jalen Johnson of, you know, he was a Utah guy, and, you know, he's in the league, and he was chopping it up with C.J. Stroud after a Sunday night game a few weeks ago. And, you know, C.J. Stroud said that he picked up a tendency of Jalen Johnson's based on a story that Jalen Johnson told on Richard Sherman's podcast. Like, this was the level of scouting C.J. Stroud was going to learn these DBs. And he's like, you were playing a Palms coverage and you bailed out of it and you were being, you know, and all this. And I'm just like, man, it's incredible the detail that you go to kind of learn the opponent. You know, who are some guys in the league that you kind of try to emulate your game after as you keep improving and eye the next level?
You know, Jalen Johnson was a perfect example, how you said. Like, he did some crazy stuff. Like, coming off coverage and palms, like, that's zero, that's man coverage.
That's what you're
like,
saying.
And then going to make a play like that, like, that's crazy, first of all. But, yeah, like, Jalen Johnson, I like P2, PS2, I like Patrick Surtain, I like Jair Alexander. I like a lot of the, not short, but, like, mid-heighted, lightweight, 195, DBs, you know, a lot on their feet. They could run, but they're real strappy in coverage. You know, like, they not making big hits. They not making crazy plays, but they always doing their job. They're always in the right place. They always on detail. They always relying on their technique, you know. So I'm a big technique guy. So I could run with anybody, and using my technique and perfecting that makes everything else easier. So
you've got to have a certain baseline level of, like, confidence and almost cockiness at that position, do you think?
Most definitely.
Does that come naturally to you, or is that something that you have to channel on game day? Because you're such a nice dude. You come on with us. You're so chill. You're so nice. But I know down deep, you know, there's an edge and a killer mentality to you.
Oh, yeah, I definitely flip on game day. When it's game day, it's us, it's bees against the world. You know, whoever lined up across is bad news bears, you know, I snap into a mode and I'm ready to go.
Are you a trash talker? Like, are you out there talking a lot of trash to the other opponents?
Like, it depends. It depends, you know, like, it depends. It depends on who's in front of me. Like, I'll come out, you know, usually first play, you know, line up, man to man, boom, be like, okay, let's do it. And however they respond is how I'm going to take however they're feeling. And then I'm going to accept my dominance however.
I was always the guy that would talk second. Like, if you're going to talk to me, I'll start talking back to you. But if you're going to start it, I'm going to finish it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. There definitely do be some dudes out there that'd be like too cool, like too friendly. Like, yeah bro, like good play. Nah, bro, we not cool right now. We not friends.
Between the lines, man, it is on to win. By the way, that reminds me. So you guys are coming off the Nevada game, which was, you know, unfortunate loss coming back. But the Colorado State game, if we can go back to that too, in the end of that game, you know, I was watching that with my family, and we were just pulling for you guys and making a big stop on defense there in the OT. And like, you're down a lot of dudes. I saw, you know, the guy at slot corners getting targeted a lot, and he's just, you know, feet to the fire. You know, he's going to have to make some plays. Mm-hmm. And then the last play to win it, it's that, you know, was it a cover zero? I mean, looks like you guys brought a lot of pressure, and it was a one-on-one with 27, Jordan, I believe, making the play late to win it, man. I mean, as a DB, and you root for a guy like that, what was that like to watch and see 27 make that big play to win the game?
Hey, you love to see it. Like, that's what you live for as a DB, like, to make plays like that. You know, I was talking to him the whole game about it. You know, like, 14's a guy, 14's a guy, you know, you can make a name off of. Mm. Play your game, and you're gonna get noticed. You know, they're going after him. That's their bread and butter on offense. If they do want to pass the ball, that's what they're going to do. If he's not at one and he's at two, that where he thinks the ball is going to go. You know, they got to have a situation when they did complete the bomb. You know, like, those are got to have a situation. Who are they going to? Like, the tendencies, you know, like I'm saying, like, just game planning. Like, when you in a game, you see the game unfold. We got iPads on the sideline. You coach yourself up as the game going on. So what are you doing here? Why is he doing this? Boom, boom, boom. 14, ball game on the line, last play, you got to throw 14.
Yeah,
you have to. You just tell him. You tell Dre. He buckled up, strapped down, and he did his job. Made the play.
It was awesome. It's like there's no help, right? You're on an island. You got it's you and him. And that guy, Steven, you probably remember too. Like, he was making plays in that game against Dion last year. That Horton guy, like he can play. And they were obviously going to him late, but that was such a huge, you know, huge thing there. Last thing for me, keys to the UNLV game. I know you'll probably be a game time call there, but, you know, when you break down these guys, what are some keys to success for you guys defensively and in the game as a whole?
For this game?
Yeah, for this upcoming game, yeah.
You know, stop the run, and then I think everything else will take care of itself at that point. Stop the run and win your 1-on-1. You do that. Yeah, execute, play with effort, everything else take care of itself and be physical.
You know, that's the exact same thing that Coach Bray said yesterday.
So that's like, what it comes down to at
word
the end
for
of the
word.
Day. Like,
yeah.
You keep hitting somebody in their stuff, they're going to want to tap out eventually. And if they keep going, they're going to tire down, and we built for it. So, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes.
And as a DB, you're in there to stop the run too. Like, you know, you don't want to make a mistake about it. Obviously, those PBUs and INTs are nice, but you're not afraid to get your nose in there
and
stop the run, man.
Too. Yeah, you got to come up and stop this run.
All 11, man. All 11. Man, we love talking ball with you, Jaden. Thanks for making time with us. And Canzano will be back for the normal, you know, show next week. And we appreciate it. And hey, you know, hopefully you get a jumbo here in the next day or two or right after this interview, and get back after it, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'd love to be here and talk with you guys.
There he is, Jaden Robinson on the show, and that is brought to you by Jamba. Life is better blended. Appreciate Jaden popping on.
Real quick, Judah, how cool was it that he answered it the same way Trent Bray did?
That was great.
Because here was Trent Bray when the Canzano asked him. Canzano asked him what the key is.
Give fans one thing that maybe you're looking for that they can also look for if they're at the stadium and looking for a sign that things are going well.
Run defense. If we stop the run well on Saturday, then we're going to be just fine in the game.
That's exactly what Jaden Robinson said. He goes, run defense. If we stop the run, it's all good.
That's how you know a message is getting across.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's what I thought was, is just Trent Bray is getting his message across to his team and, like, getting them ready.
Good coaching. Fantastic flavors and feeling your best is what Jamba's all about. Stop by one of your locally owned and operated Jamba locations today. Download the Jamba app. Start earning points now. Jamba, life is better blended. Big Splash coming up next. Bunch of audio. Seahawks talk with Greg Bell a little bit later on. Thursday Night Football as well. Jude Anubi, Stephen Vaughn in for John Canzano on the Bald-Faced Truth.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Mix and match 5 or more on Powerade, Campbell's Soup, Bar S, Franks, and more for 99 cents each with your card. Then get tender, fresh Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.29 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.